Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Pote. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hockett moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards third. Lodigiani picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lodigiani. Hockett scores. Boudreaux moves to third. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Desautels settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Desautels. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Mills picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mills. Callaway moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up beyond short. Appling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pote for the out. Desodles moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hogue. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Hogue steals second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Mueller picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mueller. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. Keltner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills. Appling reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0-for-1 in the game. Pote strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to third. Webb moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Mueller chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Appling. Boudreau scores. Heath moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0 for 2 in the game. Pote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Callaway moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Heath reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Buster Mills. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing center field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes misplays the ball. That's an error on Grimes. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0-for-3 in the game. Pote strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Desautels scores. Hockett moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hockett scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Len Perm now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.